This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Firms with higher levels of media scrutiny make more altruistic decisions, suggesting that CEOs, like the rest of us, behave better when others are watching. President Obama questioned Donald Trump's fitness for office after statements from the Republican frontrunner that the U.S. and its allies should move away from decades of constraints on the use of nuclear weapons. The president added that the comments by Mr. Trump reflect a person who doesn't know much about foreign policy or nuclear policy or the Korean Peninsula or the world generally. State firearm suicides indicate that with Alaska, the states with the highest rates are a Western bloc: Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, with Montana the highest in the country at almost 24 suicides by guns per 100,000 people. Oklahoma and Washington State were the others in the top 10. Polls indicate that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by about 10 percentage points in most head-to-head polls, the widest margin at this point in a presidential campaign in 16 years. DHH investigators have found that hospices routinely bill Medicare twice for certain drugs, larding on extra cost of $126 million annually. 59% of Americans, including 84% of Democrats and 58% of independents, support a $15 minimum wage, though just 32% of Republicans do. After a contentious vote, North Dakota Republicans elected 25 unaligned delegates to send to the Republican National Convention this summer in Cleveland. The mayor of Philadelphia says a 3-cent soda tax could raise more than $400 million over 5 years, enough to fund not just universal preschool, but also renovations to local libraries, parks, and recreation centers, community schools that wrap social services with education, and cash for the troubled municipal pension program. He is not using the word obesity or suggesting that people should drink less soda. Falling commodities prices in Brazil have sent unemployment soaring to 9.5% from 6.8% a year ago. In 2015 alone, Brazil lost 1.5 million jobs, a stunning turnabout from the nation's 7.6% economic growth in 2010. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.